The scripture reading for today is 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he says, "At the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Do you believe every word of God is necessarily fulfilled as it was spoken? Those who believe it will have no choice but to live by God's word. Suppose you truly believe. And if you believe, how would you not be able to live by the word of God? God's word is certainly fulfilled as it has been spoken. Read the Bible. You can find the rise and fall of the nations and final consequences for the wicked and the righteous are in accordance with God's word. In the Old Testament, we have history books, and history is history, the facts. And even outside the Bible, just consider the history of Korea, and you can see that they reap what they sow. The evil will reap evil and the good will reap good. Thankfully, whenever God fulfilled His word, He always let the people be prepared. In advance, He showed signs and gave revelations through His prophets. Amos 3:7 says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets." He has His secrets, only secrets that only He knows, and He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets, before He puts them into action. Then what would He do at this end time? If there is a church and a pastor that is awake, wouldn't God let them prepare the oil and welcome the Lord our bridegroom, like the five wise virgins? This church and I have always tried to become such a church and shepherd. As a result, we have seen the word of God being fulfilled as spoken so many times, and also we have been performing the duty of being the witness of this fact to the whole world. On Sunday, July 3rd, and in the Leadership Conference 2016, I talked about the blessing that God gave to us in the beginning of the second half of this year. The blessing given to us was not an accident. It was the blessing accurately given to us according to God's providence in 2016, which is the actual beginning of the third stage of takeoff. Based on the word of God given about this year, 2016, I will explain about the providence of God and the flow that He has put in place for this church. I hope you will all believe all these words the way the Apostle Paul believed, as he said, I believe God that it'll turn out exactly as I have been told. I pray in the name of the Lord that your life may change amazingly in the second half of the year, and you will play main roles with me in the ministry of the third stage of takeoff. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now let me talk about the providence and flow for 2016, which is the full-scale third stage of takeoff. First, I will explain what it means by 2016 is the full-scale third stage of takeoff. Our God is the God of order. God doesn't carry out human cultivation by a rule of thumb or just randomly. At this end time, this church is leading countless souls to salvation and to New Jerusalem, and God has guided this church according to His elaborate plan. So since the beginning until now, everything was fulfilled, as in according to God's elaborate plan. And those who are here right from the beginning, they've been witnessing all these things. So things are not done at random or by a rule of thumb. And it'll remain the same way. It'll remain the same. Manmin has had the three main stages of takeoff until now. The first stage of takeoff was from the founding until 1999. During this period, we put an emphasis on church revival and domestic ministry in Korea. So we had a great revival in the church, and I actively participate in the church associations and domestic ministry. The second stage was from 2000 to 2009, during which we conducted the first wave of overseas crusades. After the trials of 98 and 99, we had shaken many bases for world evangelism with explosive power. The third stage of takeoff is since 2010. Why then did God say 2016 is the actual beginning of the third stage of takeoff shortly before and again after the New Year's service? It's because He planned a 5 years of preparation period until 2015, since the Great Repentance on December 25th, 2010. He has prepared human, material, and spiritual resources. Human resources refers to the organization that consists of spiritual warriors who are in spirit and whole spirit by achieving holiness. Material resources is money, which has substantive power. Spiritual resources refers to the 100% completion of the power of recreation. As you have seen, I had to pay the price for this fruit according to justice for the last 5 years. I had to go through spiritual training that man cannot endure. The proof is my appearance before your eyes and all of you who have changed. As you see me, you might say I look the same, but my people around me, they know very well how I've been fulfilling this measure of justice. Brothers and sisters, now I am talking about the providence and flow of 2016, the actual beginning of the third stage of takeoff. First, I explained what it means by 2016 is the actual beginning of the third stage of takeoff. Secondly, I will explain how the Word of God saying 2016 is the actual beginning of the third stage of takeoff is being fulfilled. As soon as the second half of this year started, God showed a sure sign of the third stage of takeoff. I talked about this blessing on Sunday, just before the leadership conference, and I elaborated on it in the conference. It was about the site of the sanctuary and hundreds of branch churches that newly joined. So in this year, 849 branch churches joined us as branch churches or associative churches. So Reverend Myungho Chung in Africa, he will have an anniversary service, and he will invite these people from branch churches and from the main church, those who will go, they will go. So they can have this anniversary service with the pastors of the branch churches. I wanted to invite them here, but there could be many obstacles because there are hundreds of them. Of course, there is airfare, hotel, accommodation, everything. So it's not going to be easy. So they can have it in Africa this year and maybe sometime later. So it was about the site of the sanctuary and hundreds of branch churches that newly joined. This blessing is a very big one, but it is very small compared to blessings that will be given in the third stage of takeoff. It can be compared to a cloud as small as a hand that Elijah saw first while he was praying to bring down rain that would end the drought. And we gained great faith just by seeing this small piece of cloud. This blessing is even more graceful because it is not a coincidence, but it was given through thorough preparation behind the scenes. So nothing is accomplished just like that. What then is this preparation? It is that God gave the flow that enables the church members to trust the shepherd from the heart. For example, though it was minimal, God allowed tests about trust in the shepherd. Why then is it so important to have trust in the shepherd? The ministry of the third stage of takeoff is different from that of the first and second stages. In the third stage, we have to fight against the forces of Antichrist that leads the strong flow of flesh. If members of an organization do not trust its leader and scatter, it cannot stand firm. Such a ragtag organization cannot fight against them. Even though you have become spiritual warriors, only when you trust the shepherd can you be empowered with the power of the shepherd and expand the ministry of salvation. How then could God lead you church members to have true trust in the shepherd? God caused the blessings promised for Man Min to be given to you through the shepherd. First of all, the blessing with the land in Shindaebangdong was given very quickly starting from my birthday. As you know, the land in Shindaebangdong is not large enough to accommodate this big church in many aspects. After we bought the site, the land, many of you visited there. And suppose, imagine, we built our church there. Right after we built it, we would have been suffocating. And yet God let us buy the land. It was to let church workers go through training courses before constructing the sanctuary actually. After all, this land was sold for building an apartment complex as they found suitable land for Canaan Sanctuary. But the plan for an apartment complex was getting nowhere for several years. Then a person in charge of this project visited me on my birthday on May 26th and received a prayer from me. I prayed, saying, "Let it be prosperous," and then I wished him the project would go smoothly. I heard this person held fast to my prayer and my message with faith. And what do you think happened? In that very week, a famous construction company came to him and expressed their interest to do business. So the project began rolling now. The company is very solid and has a good funding power, so the project progressed very quickly. So now the blessing can be given to us at an earlier time. Hallelujah. Why then did God give this blessing on my birthday and through my prayer? And that blessing was not the end. We sold the current compound of the church to buy the land for Canaan Sanctuary. If you know it, you know it. And if you don't know it, you don't know it. At that time, this area was being developed as a digital complex, and the price of the land increased. So the land price helped us greatly to buy the land for Canaan Sanctuary. But a couple of years later, the company that had bought this land asked us to buy back this land again. We accepted the offer and bought it back because we had to stay here until we go to Canaan Sanctuary because we have nowhere else to go. We can't just move in a month or two. We have to build a new sanctuary so we can move. It is all orchestrated at the exact timing by God, who knows everything. Soon, a big building will be built in front of our church. And the builders said they want to buy our compound for a high price. As a result, just with this church compound, we received blessing coming in and going out. Let us give all glory to God the Father. This is not the only blessing, but I will explain about other blessings next time. Brothers and sisters, for a long time I have given up even my birthdays for the church members. God accepted this heart of mine, and He always gave special grace and blessing on my birthdays. So for the last 34 years, it never rained on my birthday, and it didn't rain the day before. So there was no problem preparing the food. And the day before that, 2 days before, it rained to clean up everything. So that's what God has been doing for the last 34 years. So that way, the temperature would go down to be fixed at 24 degrees Celsius. And the food didn't go bad. So this year too, we prepared tens of thousands of people's meals. And none of the food went bad. And there was one dish that went a little bad, which was a kind of fish. And so they threw it away a little bit and they prepared some new fish. But all the other foods, they didn't go bad. It means God kept the weather very cool because it rained the day before, 2 days before, and the day before they prepared the food and God blocked the sun. So, and He brought down the temperature to 24 degrees Celsius. As always, God gave all of us this big blessing on my birthday this year. In addition, God gave us the optimal weather condition too. On Tuesday, 2 days before my birthday, it rained and cleaned the air and the weather was pleasant. For the 4 days, including Sunday, the temperature was more than 30 degrees Celsius. But on my birthday, it was neither cold nor hot, and the highest temperature was 24 degrees. So usually when we have an event, it is 24 degrees. God gives us 24 degrees. Nowadays, it's 36 degrees, 35 degrees Celsius, even in Seoul. Yesterday, it was 36. Or it even went up to 37 in some places. And we have this extremely hot weather. If the government is sending text messages to be careful, warning against the hot weather, to take care of the cattle, and so on. And it has been so hot until yesterday. And what will happen from tomorrow? What do you think? What temperature? 24 degrees? And probably that'll be the best temperature. It's been hot and it's been 35 degrees Celsius. It's the hottest week and where we stay, where we are. We'll have 24 degrees Celsius and who will believe this? Of course you do. Because it's true. We have so many guests from other countries, 1,200, around 1,200 of them, and many bishops, presidents of church associations too, and they can experience for themselves, they can see for themselves. If hot, what would have happened to 20,000 people's food since it couldn't be put into a refrigerator? And so many people would have suffered. On this past birthday, in particular, God gave us great faith by guaranteeing my word, I said on the previous Sunday. I could proclaim it because I believe God the Father 100%. If you believe God 100% and if you believe your shepherd 100%, you'd be guaranteed to such a great extent. How did God work during the leadership conference? He let it rain and gave us cool weather. So the conference is held in July. And it was hotter than my birthday. And as expected, when we had the outside the water park event on the third day, there was no strong sunshine, it wasn't hot. And later that week, heat wave alert was continually in effect again. Church leaders say so many people were expected to gather in the water park because of the high temperature of 30 degrees in early July, but the rain stopped them from crowding in. So when we had our event, there was nobody else, so we could have the place for totally for ourselves. So because of the rain on the previous days, so there was nobody else, so we could have the place only for ourselves, the whole place for ourselves on that day. If it was hot, there would be so many people, it would have been so crowded. But because it rained, and it wasn't really hot, so nobody came. And so from the resort, almost everybody left. But that was the weather forecast. It was going to rain. But because of us, the weather stations are suffering. And it didn't rain, and it was cool weather, and so we could have a very pleasant time in the water park. So we swam together, everybody, including me, in the morning, and in the afternoon we had many rides. If there were a lot of people, you wouldn't have been able to take all the rides, because if there were so many people, otherwise you'd have had to wait for such a long time. But because only there were, we had the place to ourselves, so we could ride anything as much as you wanted. And it was the same the year before, last year, the year before, this year. So church leaders say so many people were expected to gather in the water park because of the high temperature of 30 degrees in early July, but the rain stopped them from crowding in. The resort that provided the place for us, for our event, will be blessed by God too. Brothers and sisters, as I explained, God the Father let you put your trust in the shepherd and become one in heart. With this preparation work, God poured down blessings as if He were opening the door of the third stage of takeoff. So, now is a very important time. It is a time for you to be awakened and become spiritual warriors. We'll work together in the third stage of takeoff. If you are ready, you will accomplish the kingdom of God wonderfully with me. If you are not ready yet, you don't have to be disappointed yet. If you make up your mind now, you still have time. It's almost coming to an end of preparation period for the third stage of takeoff. The blessings given from the second half of this year is like a pre-sign that signals the beginning of the third stage of takeoff. But when the real sign and not the pre-sign is shown, it'll be too late. If you make up your mind and ride on the flow of Holy Spirit, you'll participate in this flow of blessing together. If you have been on the flow of flesh, it might be difficult to ride on the flow of Spirit on your own. So God has given you an opportunity for you to take a leap. It is the upcoming summer retreat. Brothers and sisters, in this service, I am talking about the flow of 2016, the beginning of third stage of takeoff. Thirdly, I will tell you about how you should prepare for the upcoming retreat in the second half of this year. As you experience every year, there is word of life, heavenly praises, signs and wonders, and divine healing power of God in the summer retreat. As it's been emphasized repeatedly, if you just fill up 1% of the measure of justice, you can also experience such works. But is there anyone who has stayed away from the flow of Holy Spirit and now finds it difficult to fill up the 1%? Then now let me tell you an easier way. It is simply to trust the shepherd. It is to believe and rely on the shepherd. Suppose a faucet is blocked and water is not running in your house. How uncomfortable it must be. If the blockage is removed, water will gush out again. The plumbing that is connected with the water pipes has abundant water. Do you think you trust the shepherd and yet you don't know what to do by any chance? Then why don't you ask yourself the following question? Do I really, truly believe the shepherd has prepared this retreat with all his energy for me, his flock? It means when you believe that the shepherd loves you, it is the beginning of your trust in the shepherd. Of course, you believe seeing signs and wonders. But this could easily be only faith as knowledge. Trusting the shepherd from heart begins from believing in his love. For this reason, God has shown to the flock for a long time the sacrifices of the shepherd. And at the leadership conference in 2016, God explained the depth of love and confirmed this love once again. The message given at the conference was like my autobiographical profession of my pastoral ministry. God the Father said, "You will see an explosion and a big explosion at this retreat to the extent of your trust in the shepherd." Now let me read the prophetic message of God given on June 12th. Explosive things have always been with you. And what is something explosive? It is great explosion that will occur through the hearts gathered centering you. Your power has been always explosive, but when the aroma of those who believe and trust the shepherd and those who understand his depth have gathered, you will see explosion and big explosion. The power has always been great. But when those who trust the shepherd and the power of the shepherd and those who understand his depth, those who understand the love and depth and faith of the shepherd, when the aroma of these people has gathered, you will see explosion and big explosion. So now you do trust. You trust the shepherd, not from the beginning. But seeing so many signs and wonders and so many works of God, now, many of you, most of you, trust the shepherd. So, when the aroma of these people gather together, it'll be a great explosion. As you've always seen, every year, every month, every week there have been signs and wonders and powerful works of God. And because there are so many signs and wonders and power of God, so you become numb, you become insensitive. You just think, oh, it is something natural. You don't even feel touched or moved because you see it all the time. Is it okay? It's not. If you see 100 times, you will have to be touched and moved and gain faith in life every 100 time. You should be like, oh, it's something that is happening all the time. We drove away storms, typhoons, big heavy rain, moved away clouds, dragonflies and rainbows, aurora-like lights. Suppose the Bible mentioned about the blind. Who opened the eyes of a blind man? Nobody. It's only our Lord. And there's no record of any prophets making the blind man see again. Because it's something even the prophets couldn't do, whether in Old or New Testament. Making a blind man see. It could be done only by the Lord. And in this church, how many blind people have come to see? And traveling all around the world. And blind eyes, it's clinically completely blind. And there's no light at all. No optic nerves. Some blind eyes, they see light, but there are other blindness. They cannot see any light. And traveling all around the world, how many blind people did I make them see? And also, not just the blind people, and pray for the conception, and probably there would have been thousands of babies are born through prayer. You know, they did everything they could in the clinic, in the hospital. But they couldn't get a baby, have a baby. But they did, through prayer. Some couples, they didn't have a baby for 21 years. And they had one through prayer. Now these babies, they grew up and they go to high school or middle school. Also, the gender is changed in the womb. Can you believe this? You all believe it. And how can all these people believe it? Because they have seen it and they've experienced it. So now we have WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network, so they can confirm these divine healing works medically. And think about it. I've seen these things so many times since the beginning of the church. They wanted to have a boy, but the fetus is a girl. So they asked me to pray to change this gender of the fetus because they knew about the power. Even from the beginning of the church, they did ask me. So when I prayed, the gender was changed right away. They wanted to change vice versa, girl to a boy or from boy to a girl. And I make them promise. Whether the parents and the husband and everybody in the family wants it. So when they do, I pray for them. Because they, because they received my prayer, they just say, I'll have a boy. And then in the hospital they checked and it was still a girl. And those who believe until the end, oh, because I received the senior pastor prayer, I will have a boy. And they say this to their husbands too. And definitely, they got a boy. And the timing, we have medical doctors here, and I wonder about the timing. For example, they received the prayer in the 8th month. And still it's a girl, and they want a boy. And because they want a boy, in the 9th month, it's a boy now. Until the 8th month, it's a girl. You know, you have very correct, accurate diagnosis, accurate test in the hospital, so they know. But in the 9th month, it is a boy. So how can everything change within such a short period of time? How can the gender be changed? I'm wondering about it, but I didn't pray about it to receive the answer. But if some of you medical doctors, Dr. Che, Gilbert Che, if you know, please just explain to me. And if it's a one or two cases, you might say it is a coincidence, but it's not only one or two. There have been hundreds of cases. That is why you all believe it. It looks like it doesn't make any sense, but you all believe it. It's the same with Down syndrome. And Down syndrome, it's incurable. You can never cure a Down syndrome. But they receive my prayer. They get the diagnosis. And it's a Down syndrome. So they receive my prayer. And the next day, after the prayer, it's completely gone. And for the Down syndrome to go away, because it's a problem with chromosome, they have to change the old chromosomes in all cells, so 2 trillion cells have to be changed so that the Down syndrome can go away. Not just tens of thousands or millions, but 2 trillion cells, changing them. Is it really possible? But it is possible. By God. By God, everything is possible. So it is the work of God. So many couples, you had so many babies. You had the babies with Down syndrome in the fetus, but when they were born, they were healthy. And not just one or twice. Once or twice, one or two cases. But so many cases. And driving away typhoons, there have been so many cases. It's because you see these things so many times, so often, so you just believe. I don't even have to ask you, do you believe? You just believe them. And because you believe, this week in the summit retreat, your heart must be pounding with the expectations for explosion, and big explosion. And what would the explosion be? I don't know either. What kind of explosion would it be? I know a little bit, but I don't know in so much detail what will happen. Brothers and sisters, What do you think is my earnest prayer while preparing for the retreat? Is it explosive healing or wonders or signs? It is your happiness. Beginning with this retreat, I pray in the name of the Lord that all church members may ride on the flow of Holy Spirit and run the race of faith in true happiness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, shortly before the 2016 New Year's service, God gave us the following word. In every corner of the world, as I have always said, there'll be groaning due to the flow of the end time. But I'll protect your flock in your space, and they will press on toward Spirit and Holy Spirit more vigorously. The workers, pastors, and other souls around you will support you. They will have the heart of the shepherd and reveal the glory of God with the help of the financial blessing. So, sanctuary that the Father wanted will be built. And this financial blessing. So from my birthday, and also I explained to you about the financial blessing from July 1st, that we had received this blessing. And where is it? Because you don't see it in your with your eyes. Do you want me to show you, or you want me to explain to you? In Sindaebang-dong, there is a piece. We had this. All the contracts are signed, and from the end of August, they will begin the construction. And they'll build one of them will be 38-story building. And so we'll hand over the land at the end of August, and we will get the payment. And after we get the money, we had the bank loans to buy the land for Canaan Sanctuary, and we'll pay it off, and still we'll have quite a lot of money left. And also, we have this seminary building. And because this seminary is ours, we didn't sell it. And if we sell it, you don't have any parking place. If we move to Canaan Sanctuary, what will happen to those who live in Sindaebang-dong? So they will gather there. So they can move, they can go to Canaan Sanctuary. So we just left this seminary building. So we'll have the buses, parking lot for the buses and everything. So we have this land. And after they build, when they build the apartments, we'll have some of the apartments too, and we'll also receive some more cash. So through that, so we bought the land for the Canaan Sanctuary.
150,000평.
I've explained to you all these things already.
So we have 거기 이제 우리가 성전 가나안 성전 지을 땅만 순수히 이제 4만평. 그 나머지 땅들은 공원 부지예요.
So it's about 120 acres of land, so we can also make a park. Isn't it good? So these are the things, some of the things we'll do. will have. And they will enter the real dimension of holiness that the Father wanted. Therefore, you will have the true beginning of the third stage of takeoff. I want you to keep this in your mind. This word of God is being fulfilled in this year. It is not once or twice and not a day or 2 days that the word of Father God was fulfilled as He said. And you are the witnesses to it. God's providence for this church will undoubtedly be fulfilled. If you truly believe this, you'll be compelled to change. Today's reading passage says, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Therefore, I hope you will ride on the flow of Holy Spirit, taking the retreat as a stepping stone." God said He would check your measure of faith as a whole once again at the church anniversary. Are you happy? He said, you will feel your faith will have increased much more rapidly than before. Because you attended a leadership conference and your faith increased. The depth of God, depth of the love of God has increased. And through the summer retreat, you will increase your faith. And this increased faith will, so the when you receive a check, the measure next time, you'll have an increase in your faith. You should also check yourselves with the messages in the leadership conference and cultivate the shepherd's love through prayer. The Father said that in this end time, the essence of the third stage of takeoff is to look at and do everything with the shepherd's eyes and his heart. May you run the race of faith unchangingly until the end of this year, 2016, the actual beginning of the third stage of takeoff, and receive all the promised blessings. In the name of the Lord, I pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let this message become life and faith. Father, thank you. Father, receive all the glory. And there are many prayer requests. There are prayer requests from Thailand, India, United States, Colombia, Honduras, Philippines, France, Singapore, and neighboring country. Lay your hands on their photos and names of the diseases. Father, touch them and heal them. And there are readers of In Victory and TVN Russia viewers, drive all enemy devil and Satan diseases, germs, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. All enemy devil and Satan, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. All cancers, last stage cancers, go away. Third stage cancers, go away. Diabetes, all problems, go away. Alcoholism, go away. Light, come. Heavenly Father, thank you. Father, touch them and heal them. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Make all the internal organs be healthy. Pneumonia and all lung diseases, all germs, viruses, diseases, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light, come. Father, receive the glory. Father, thank you. Let everybody participate in the summer retreat and protect all the vehicles. Let there be no single mistake or accident. Protect all the drivers and let nobody get lost while they're driving. And protect everyone in everything. Let everything go well, and as they see and hear, and bless them, and receive the glory. Father, thank you. Bless them in every aspect. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.